Taryn, my producer, always has this knack of discovering the most interesting things and the most successful stories when it comes to featuring small businesses. And this morning we are joined by two women who have a story so inspiring you wouldn't believe it. Simone Claassen and Virginia Brown started their million-dollar business with 350 Rand each, and it all started by chance. This is how it happened. Simone had an autoimmune disease which claims the lives of so many people every year, and the only thing that doctors could prescribe was painkillers, as they normally do. Painkillers and more painkillers. And Simone then turned to ginger tea, which is now sort of known for, you know, medicinal properties and things like that. 5 years later, it would become the key ingredient to their drink. And their drink is called Ginger Love, which they are here to talk to us about. A very good morning to you, Simone, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, and a big, big hello from East London.
Simone, we've discovered this Ginger Love, and tell us a bit about the journey towards starting this Ginger Love, because it wasn't just, you know, by pure luck that you actually sort of designed this and found this drink. You had quite a bit of a battle, and you had to find an alternative to the painkillers.
Yes, yes, I did. In 2012, I went through a terrible time where my hands didn't want to work at all. My body was on fire 24/7. And then they diagnosed me with rheumatoid arthritis, later then lupus. But I struggled. I really, really battled. Then I was put on a lot of medication, plasmaquin, methotrexate, PREDS. Everyone knows what PREDS does to you. And we have a mother who we think had the same thing, and she died at 53. She was on a lot of medication. So our family does not like medication. So basically, I was tired of taking the medication, and I never took ginger tea. It was actually fresh ginger. Every morning without fail, I would grate fresh ginger into a cup of boiling hot water. And then I went onto Facebook telling people, why are we not drinking ginger? But 3 months later, I feel amazing, 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 amazing. And I must admit, I did lie to my rheumatologist, and I kept on saying, yes, I'm taking the meds, but I took myself off the medication. And I can't advocate that for anyone. I did it on my own. And I came to a point which I eventually said, listen, I'm off the meds. And she said to me, then maybe this autoimmune disease fizzled its way out of your body because you shouldn't be this okay without meds. And I sat there thinking, I don't know how to tell you, it's actually God and ginger that has saved my life. And it really was the grace of God and ginger. And I didn't say anything. I kept quiet in that moment. And yeah, but I've been 2016, Virgie. My brother, then Calvin, had a mild heart attack and then also on a lot of medication. So my sister-in-law, who uses ginger as well, decided, you know what, this is also tiring making this every day like this. Let me add garlic and lemon and let me make a mixture up so that we just take one pot a day. So she did that and we started drinking it. Well, Calvin started drinking it first of all, and I was just carrying on with the ginger. Calvin went off all his medication. Doctor couldn't believe that he was this okay. And then I started drinking it because it was so much easier to drink. It's just one shot a day. And then in 2017, our little family was almost killed in a car accident. And that night at 1:30 in the morning when we almost died, I literally saw the hand of God. And I sound crazy, but I did. And I said to my husband, God has a vision and a purpose for our lives. And we're going to put this in a bottle and we're going to save the world. And if anyone goes on my Facebook, in 2017, I made a post where I said, ginger love. Is going to be available for everyone. We are going to preach affordable wellness because everyone deserves affordable wellness. I have been saved, I believe, by the grace of God and ginger. And other people need to understand that it's not always about medication. Remember also, we all have medical aid and some don't. And then your medical aid runs out. And with many times when I didn't have money for medication, many times when I stood in that chemist thinking, what can I take for energy? Because I'm so tired. I'm exhausted. I can't even move. And you don't even have that 100 Rand maybe for any little vitamin or a booster. You don't have that. So we decided the main thing of Ginger Love was affordable wellness. I made a post where I said every township child, every old person living on a grant must have the right to affordable wellness. So that is why it's one shot a day. It lasts you a complete month. And we're saying, try this. We're not saying go off medication. You seek your doctor. And we don't know.
And Simone, isn't that the normal problem? Isn't that the norm, you know, that people with medical aid can afford whatever they can afford, you know? I mean, you're looking at certain medication, for instance, 10 tablets for 44,000 rands. And people sort of spend like a half a million up to a million rand mm-hmm. on chemotherapy within a year. And, you know, those are the fortunate people, but we need to sort of make this affordable for the person who cannot and doesn't have access to that.
So doesn't have that access.
Yeah. So tell me, how has ginger helped your autoimmune diagnosis?
Well, for me personally, if you'd see me a few years ago, like, I really battled. And my colleagues at work, because I'm still a wife and I'm still a mother, I had to get up every day and make sure I'm going to work, make sure I'm still sorting the kids out, I'm still sorting life out. And you there's no time to feel sorry for yourself, but you are in constant pain. I remember one morning, everybody had left the house and I had to get into the shower and I could not turn that shower on. And in that moment, I just slumped down and I sobbed, thinking, I can't even put a shower on. And if you see me in those years, only my family in Yosika was, which was my husband and my children and my brothers and my sisters, because we don't like people feeling sorry for us, so we don't speak about it. So we never spoke at that time about Sika was. And then with ginger love, I'm going to say that my hands work. I have flare-ups maybe twice a year, three times a year. But I'm not as sick as I was. So it's my belief that ginger saved my life. But I can't say what to do for anyone else. So what we do with our ginger love, we tell people, have it. And you tell us what it's done for you. So if anyone tells me I have arthritis, I give you a free bottle and I say, this is a blessing from ginger love. Try it. You come back to us. If you go on our social media pages, the affirmations from people that we have never met in our lives, telling us, my hands are better, my joints are not so stiff, I have more energy. So much benefits. And this was never for us to make money or even go in that line. It's about bringing change and bringing affordable wellness to people all over the world.
Chatting this morning to two East Londoners, Simone Clarkson and Virginia Brown. They are the manufacturers and the owners of something called a lovely drink called Ginger Love. How many bottles do you produce, Simone?
Sorry?
How many bottles do you produce per month or per year?
Well, per day, we do this by hand. Remember, it's a labor of love. So we're cutting by hand those lemons, those garlic, those ginger. We're pushing out about over 500 a day.
That's quite a lot. And let's chat to the second half of this business. We're chatting to Simone Clarkson. She told us exactly what has her journey been with this particular drink, and it's called Ginger Love. Let's have a chat to Virginia Brown. Virginia, very good morning to you, and welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, Virginia. Welcome to the show this morning. Tell us very quickly, Simone's told us the whole journey about, you know, where you come from and where you started bottling. And finally, in October 2017, you decided, no, we're going to put some spare cash together and we're going to get this out to the retailers. Which retailers came on board and where can people find your product?
All right. So what actually happened was we believe in supporting local. So we needed to find a bottle first. We needed to then go and look at a name, do a label. And we sold basically initially to reps came on board. People started hearing about how it healed our family. We put it out there, like Simone said, on social media. And ladies without jobs came to asked, like, can I do this for you? So we employ them. And that is how it just boomeranged.
Yeah. And what medical issues does your product help with? You know, what can I use it for? Is there a specific range of illnesses that I can use it for? And I know that Simone said, listen, it's worked for me. So if you try it and it works for you, it's great. But if it doesn't work for you, then obviously you need to try it with the medication and maybe the combination of the two will help you. So what medical issues does your product help with?
Look, we don't make any claims. Like Simone said, it helped us. For example, it helped Calvin going off his chronic medication. He had cholesterol, high blood pressure, and that seems to have been sorted out by Ginger Love. People are coming back to us, telling us that my sugar levels are okay. My blood pressure is okay. Some of them even say that the doc is taking me off my medication. We know the benefits of ginger, garlic, and lemon, and those three are so powerful together. If you look at metabolism, boosting of metabolism, energy-wise, so the natural effect of the ingredients It's basically helping the body.
Yeah. What's the secret ingredient in ginger love?
Come on. Give it away. Secret ingredient.
Come on, Virginia, give it away. Yeah, give it away. So you just use ginger, garlic, and lemon, and that is it.
Yes.
And you take it from there, and from there you bottle this particular wonderful drink called Ginger Love.
It's obviously made with lots of love and dreams.
I was going to say the secret ingredient is the love, because it's handmade and hand-bottled.
Yes, yeah.
Is ginger sort of good for you generally? Can I cook with a lot of ginger and also get the same effect?
Yes, yes.
There we go. And how many people do you guys employ? Because I know that Simone said that, you know, your concentration has been on supporting locally and getting unemployed people to come to you and say, listen, yeah, I will rep for you. And in that way, they're able to put something on the table for their families.
All right. We at the moment, we are employing about 100 people, including our kids.
Oh, that's nice. So you're giving the children an opportunity to work for your supper kind of situation.
Yes, yes. And also, you need to remember, like, these children are done with school, they're done with varsity, and we basically pull them in towards our company.
There we go. Chatting this morning to two fantastic ladies, the duos of ginger, lemon, and garlic concoction. They sell this, and it went from 350 Rand in their pockets. I'm sure they have a little bit more than 350 Rand in their pockets. So thanks very much to Simone Claassen and Virginia Brown, and they're the owners of Ginger Love. I believe Taryn was just telling me that Spa down the road sells it. I'm going to have to go after the show and go and get myself a bottle or two. Thank you so much.
We will be gladly sending you a package.
That's fantastic. Virginia, thanks so much. And regards to Simone also.
And thank you as well.